Check out Dobbs April deals before you make your next tire or service purchase, including super BOGO deals on oil changes, plus great deals on new sets of tires. Bumper to bumper, your dollars go further at Dobbs. Click on gotodobbs.com for April deals now.
Meet Sumner One, your go-to source for all things office technology. We're proud to be one of the largest independently owned providers in the region with 11 strategic locations across 5 states. At Sumner One, we specialize in workplace solutions, enterprise print, production print, large format solutions, cutting-edge document technology, and more. Quality, service, and innovation. That's the Sumner One advantage. Visit us online at sumneronecom. That's SUMNER1.com. Sumner One, welcome to the one place where everything works.
For the last several years at Arch Madness, we've had a chance to see the Indiana State Sycamores coached by Josh Schertz, and they're always entertaining to watch. And yesterday, Josh was introduced as the new head coach at St. Louis University, and Josh joins us now on the Celebrity Line. Coach, good morning. How are you doing?
Great. Thanks for having me on. On the Celebrity Line, too, I got a wrong line for me, probably, but I'm glad to be on.
Doesn't take long to hit the big time here in St. Louis. Hey, let's start with this. I can imagine that this is a whirlwind. What are you doing right now? What does today entail for you?
Every day right now, we're hitting the ground running. I got some meetings with the staff, former staff or previous staff here at St. Louis. I'm going to knock some of those out, try to finish up some player meetings that I got to do, and then a ton of Zooms for recruiting. You know, we've got a
coach, I'm sure.
And then we got to work on scheduling. I think, you know, we've got 12 games to schedule. We got a ton of recruits, probably two handfuls to land. So, and then there's certainly trying to work on some of these guys that are here that we'd like to retain as well at St. Louis. So a variety of things going on all at once, but this is transitions are always difficult, but these parts are kind of the most exhilarating slash most difficult part of any transition.
Yeah, it sounds like you're going to be very busy. And I'm sure that there were various reasons, Coach, why you wanted to make this move, but why was this the best move for you and your career?
Just felt like took me a little while to get there, but honest, you know, Chris May, the Chaffetz, Dr. Costello, the board, I mean, the people that were involved in this process did a great job of making me feel like I was a priority, showing their commitment level to building something here. And then the most important part was just I thought there was an alignment with our values and you know, how they would go about things, what's important to them. Not just, you know, of course, everybody wants to build a championship program and a sustainable one. And, you know, everybody has the same kind of ambitions. But really how you go about doing that, what's the commitment level to the student athlete? Are we really in this for people to become, you know, the best version themselves? Are we going to pour into our guys the investment and devotion to the players? And, you know, top to bottom, I felt like I looked, there was the infrastructure, the resources, the facilities, but it was really the alignment and the values that really made me feel comfortable to make the move from Indiana State, where, you know, I was extremely happy. I was in a great situation. So that shows, you know, how much I feel, you know, how strongly I feel about and how good I feel about St. Louis.
Coach, describe your style of play. What can SLU fans expect next year and beyond?
I hope it's a style of play that people really come out and enjoy watching us play. I think we got guys that'll play with, we'll play fast paced. We'll have guys that play really unselfish. We'll have guys that play really hard. We got guys that'll play connected and together. You know, that's been kind of the hallmark of the teams I've had going back to, you know, Lincoln Memorial, where I was before Indiana State. But you know, the last 2 years in the Valley, you know, we've been obviously one of the top offensive teams. We're number one in the country this year, number four in the country the year before offensively in terms of, you know, effective field goal efficiency, you know, but the league in assists, number one in the league in scoring. And I think we're going to build a roster in the same vein. We got to go out and find a bunch of players that are, you know, really skilled, really smart, really unselfish. So obviously a lot easier said than done. But that's the plan, is to bring in guys that fit that recruiting blueprint. And then, you know, we wanted to, for the next 8 weeks, have a roster that has the talent, character to do things at a high level. Then we got to go to work. But that's what people can expect. And I think a group that hopefully plays with a lot of joy and then plays for one another, tries to make the game easier for each other on both ends of the floor.
Josh Schertz, the new head coach at St. Louis University, with us in the opening drive on 101 ESPN. And Coach, since you are a coach and you like challenges, I know this. So I'm going to ask this question with that in mind. I've always said that with the market that we're in, with the facilities that you have, with the players that are available locally, with a good sports town, that St. Louis University could be the Gonzaga of the Midwest. What prevents St. Louis University from having that potential to be the Gonzaga of the Midwest?
I think you're actually spot on. I think this is, one of the things I looked at with this job was, you look at Mark Few, you look at Randy Bennett at St. Mary's. This could be that type of job for me, right? That's what I think. I'm not a very nomadic person. I'm not somebody who is going to jump job to job. Even though I was only in Indiana State 3 years, I left because I thought this could be a job that you could have a team that could be in the NCAA tournament, a team that could compete, not just to get there, but to advance and play deep in March and in April. I really do. I think you have everything here. I don't think there's an area, the commitment level from the university, resources we have, the facilities we have, like you said, a great city that loves sports, but it's a great town. I mean, we can recruit everywhere. We're kind of centrally located to get a lot of different places. And hopefully as our style of play, our system, that'll help and be attractive to recruits. And so, I don't see any reason why we can't build a championship level sustainable program that plays, becomes a regular in the NCAA tournament, not just a regular NCAA tournament, but a chance to play deep into March, April.
Hey, Coach, one other thing is that Dr. Pistello has announced that next year he's going to retire. How much of a concern was that for you? Obviously, you took the job, so it's not that big of a concern. But when you found out about it, how much of a concern is that?
Dr. Pistello has been great. And, it's certainly something that, Chris and I discussed, something I discussed with Dr. Chaffetz, with Joe and the board, but I do feel very confident they're going to get somebody in much the same vein as Dr. Pistello relative to, there's not going to be a retraction of support for basketball. It's going to continue to be or athletics in general. Those things are really important to St. Louis's mission. We're not scaling back. We're trying to push forward. I mean, we have really big ambitions as a university, and athletics is a central part of that. And so, from my standpoint, certainly hate to see him go because I've heard and just my limited interactions with him, you could see why he's such a successful and popular leader. But I have a lot of confidence that the board will put somebody in place there in the presidency that'll be able to kind of carry that baton and continue on that same path that Dr. Pistello has us on.
How big of an influence was College Basketball Hall of Famer and former Billikens head coach Rick Majerus to your coaching career?
For somebody that I didn't really know well, I don't know that you could have a bigger impact. He was just somebody when I first was getting into coaching that I just admired. I admired the way his teams played, the way they competed. I heard him talk and so incredibly smart. And you watch his teams play. They were so sound, so fundamental, followed that run with Utah all the way to the national championship game, but just the consistency with which he built it. And then, obviously remember him coming to St. Louis and the work he did here to build that program up. And unfortunately, as it was getting to where he wanted it, we all know, he wasn't able to complete that. And so that was certainly a pull in the sense of, I know what Coach Majerus was about. He really loved this place. I remember the Sports Illustrated profile they did on him, I think when he was just coming here, maybe he's just been here, but it was how much he revered this job, this city, and what a great place it was. And so certainly played a role. And I don't, I'm sure there's differences, but I couldn't have respected a coach or don't respect a coach more than I do Coach Majerus. I just thought he was one of the most brilliant guys that's ever walked a sideline, and that he most out of his teams, which is really how you gauge a coach, is do they maximize the potential of the group they're coaching. And I don't know that anybody really did that much better than Coach Majerus.
Who are some of the other influences in your career, Coach?
Some really good coaches. During my time as an assistant, I spent 10 years as an assistant, 7 with Bart Lundy, who's now the head coach at Wisconsin-Milwaukee. So he had a big influence on me. And then ones, you know, now are guys that are at the NBA level. And so, I mean, guys that I got a chance to spend time that I talk with and guys that make me better. I mean, in college basketball, you know, I talk to Dusty May all the time. Dusty and I, you know, talk pretty much every day. Ben McCollum, new coach at Drake. There's a group of guys that I'm constantly talking to. Ryan Pinone is at Alabama, but a lot of guys in the NBA as well, and some guys in Europe. And that kind of group is looking at ways to improve, ways to grow, and a lot of those guys are in the same boat, and I learn a ton from them, learn a ton from film. There's not one person we really pattern ourselves after, but certainly I got a great group of friends that are all a lot smarter than me that I take a lot of stuff from and try to own and steal from them all the time. So it's a portion in that regard. But I'd say the biggest impact has just been the amount of really good friends I've developed over the last, you know, X amount of years and NBA, Europe, and certainly in college basketball. And I steal from and talk to those guys all the time.
Coach, are you looking to bring some of the Indiana State kids with you?
Those guys are in the portal. So, unless they're, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, those guys are all right now at Indiana State. So, and I told them whatever best for them. That's what I told them when I was leaving. You know, I don't think it's something where, you know, they may, if they decide to return to Indiana State and run it back, that'd be awesome. I'd be thrilled for them if they decide to get in the portal. I think, you know, everybody gets with, I'm not going to recruit those guys because there's nothing I could call them and tell them about me. They played for me. So right now they're all at Indiana State, and I think that's great. If they decide to get in the portal, they would certainly know where to find me or track me down. It's not like my number changed, but I also want what's best for them. And, you know, those guys will have a ton of options. They deserve it. And an option I think for them is to return and run it back in Indiana State. If they decide that they want to do that, I think that would be incredible. And if they decide they wanted to, you know, do something different, would be obviously fantastic. And it's a great group of guys, great players, great human beings. That's how you go, you know, win 32 games, and they've created incredible value for themselves as players, and each guy should do what they think's in their best interests, and I would support that. I love those guys. They know that, and whether they're at Indiana State, at, you know, out, who knows where, whatever school they're at, Duke, it won't change how I feel about them.
As you mentioned, you're just hitting the ground running right now, and you're super busy, but how do you plan on getting the St. Louis area to really buy into your Billiken program moving forward?
The community. I've got to meet people. Obviously, I've got to get a roster together, and I got to balance those things, but certainly I want to take opportunities to, you know, get in front of people. There's opportunities like this to be able to articulate, you know, what we're about, what our vision is, you know, and I'm going to do those, you know, hopefully as much as I can over the next few months. And then as we get a team together, I want to connect the community to the team, and I want to connect the team to the community and get us out as a group. Right now, there's really no us, so I have to get a us. As we do, you know, we'll connect those things. We'll open up practices. We'll have people in. We're going to be really open and transparent with how we run things. And we're going to try to, you know, make sure that we embrace the community and have a group of people from a player standpoint and a staff standpoint that this community and St. Louis, you know, the area can wrap their arms around and be excited about.
Coach, a couple
and
more things.
Sorry
about that. A couple more things. Number one, is the pool of players that you recruit to for St. Louis University pretty much the same that you recruit to for Indiana State? Or is it, do you recruit a different type of player to St. Louis University and to the A-10?
I think the things we look for and intangible things will be the same. I think with here at St. Louis in terms of facilities and resources, certainly what we hope to have from a collective standpoint, I think we can maybe swim in a little bit of different waters in terms of, you know, the level of player we're able to go after. Obviously at Indiana State, we had some really good players because we have, you know, we had guys at major level. But in terms of, you're talking about portal guys coming from different places, I think we can swim in a little different waters here. But in terms of how we play and the kind of quality of human beings we want to get, That's never going to change. That's going to be the same it was at Lincoln Memorial in Division II, as it was in Missouri Valley, as it is here in the A-10. But hopefully we can get in, and we want to recruit guys that can get us to where we're trying to go.
How important is it to retain local kids, and what's been your thought from afar of the talent that's here in St. Louis?
It's hugely important. I mean, I think you always want to recruit inside out. So we're gonna make St. Louis and the surrounding area a priority to recruit to. That would be crazy not to. I think it's one of the best basketball cities in America in terms of producing talent. So our ability to get guys that fit here at home, I think guys love to play close to home. We want to make St. Louis a destination spot for St. Louis kids. So when the next Tatum or Bradley Beal, these guys come through, that, you know, I know they had a shot at him, but not only do we have a shot, but we can get him. So that's going to be important to us for sure. And we're going to prioritize this area in recruiting, build inside out.
And Josh, one more thing. We know you're busy with the basketball stuff. Tell us about your family and the work of getting your family moved to St. Louis too.
Had a lot there. My wife is worth a bunch. My youngest son was here yesterday, so she drove him back to he has, you know, class this morning. He missed school yesterday, so you know, my youngest is a sophomore in college at Indiana State, so he's finishing up class, which will take him in the May. My oldest will be here with me. He's going to move to St. Louis with me, and then we've got to sell a house in Terre Haute. We've got to look and try to buy a house here in St. Louis. So all those things, you know, getting moved, there's a lot of moving parts there. Thankfully, my wife, she'll be all over that. She runs the show anyway. So I just kind of defer to her, let her do whatever, and I'll just live wherever she tells me. And so that's kind of the way it works anyway, even if I wasn't coaching. So my coaching is a good excuse for me just to let her do what she does. And if she's happy, my life a lot easier. So I'll just, you know, kick that to her and let her decide what she wants to do.
Our first interview with Josh Schertz, and we already know you're a very smart man.
Exactly. I say married 20 years by accident. So, you know, that's
Hey, Josh, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it. Good luck. I'm looking forward to meeting you face to face, and congratulations, and have a great career here in St. Louis.
I look forward to meeting you guys. Take care. Have a great day.
Thank you. That's Josh Schertz. He is the new head basketball coach at St. Louis University. And they got things going. The women's NIT championship. Congratulations to Rebecca Tillett and the women's team, and now the men's team with Josh Schertz. And he says all the right things.